This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
People are starting to get stimulus checks from the federal government meant to tide them over during the coronavirus pandemic. Shemaine Mills talked to some who have received the money and others who are still waiting.
Monica Paprocki knows what it's like to have very little. The Milwaukee native grew up in a family that relied on government food assistance, so she knows better than most what a helping hand can do. And that's what inspired the 60-year-old mother of two to carry out a spontaneous act of kindness.
This all started when I was in Pick and Save. I just kind of asked out anybody work at a restaurant, and a little cute little girl said, I do, and said, have you gotten laid off? And she goes, yeah. She goes, I just got my last paycheck today. So I paid for her groceries.
This month, the federal government started depositing stimulus checks into the bank accounts of most Americans to provide some financial relief during a devastating economic downturn caused by the coronavirus pandemic. Paprocki and her husband, Russ, haven't gotten their check yet. They are eligible, she said, so it may be just a matter of waiting. Paprocki went to the federal government website looking for answers, but didn't get any. And there's no hotline for the general public to call. Instead, there's a recorded message.
For taxpayers needing assistance, we apologize for the inconvenience that our phone assistance lines are closed because of the coronavirus.
The $2,400 the Paprockis expect from the federal government is less of a concern than the stimulus check for their 28-year-old son, Stephen. Born with Down syndrome, he lives in his own apartment with money from Social Security disability payments and a part-time job at a grocery store. Others, however, have received stimulus money. Shalisha Johnson of Fitchburg is one of them, but she wonders if it'll be enough for a health crisis with no end in sight.
I think it's a good start, and I realize that the government does not have an endless supply of money.
Johnson is concerned about the long term because she doesn't have anyone to share expenses with.
Just me. My dog has yet to get a job.
Johnson is referring to her dog, Arrow, which inspired the name for her photography business, Arrow Star. But business has dried up with the pandemic. The 44-year-old Johnson has another job with a childcare agency, but relies on her photography gig for grocery and gas money. Another entrepreneur, Camille McCoy, is using her stimulus check to pay rent and utilities at her aromatherapy and massage business, which has been temporarily closed since mid-March.
It has been a financial stress. I'm just like everybody else, not going to work every day and not knowing when I can go back to work has been a challenge.
The federal legislation that included the stimulus money is an effort to combat some of that uncertainty. James McGibney teaches economics at Marquette University.
There's kind of both a small stimulus aspect to it and a little bit of signaling or confidence, you know, that, okay, things aren't as bad and we'll get you through this a little bit. So there's some of that going on too.
It could be weeks before everyone gets their stimulus check. And already some politicians are questioning whether a one-time payment from Uncle Sam will be enough to keep the country going. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.